your land, and this land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me. As I went a-walking that ribbon of highway, and I saw above me that endless sky.
And welcome back again to Deliverance, starring Joseph.
What?
That's what it sounds.
It does. It sounds like the movie Deliverance.
This land was made for
and
you
and
me.
Burt Reynolds. But anyway.
I sing this in New River, you know.
Yeah, that's right. You
I
are
do.
From New River. You do?
Yeah, I sing this over there.
Did you see Deliverance?
Oh, yeah. It was filmed out there in Black Canyon City.
No, I don't think so. I think it was in the Ozarks of St. Louis.
Well,
I don't
speaking
know, Eric,
of which, you know the River Rile?
I don't remember.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you know I rode on a jet boat where they filmed that?
Nice.
Yeah.
And
Hell's Gate.
My name is Joe. Did we say?
No.
I am Joseph J. Erdo.
No, we had to do it
okay,
in order.
Okay,
ready?
All
His
right.
name is Joseph J. Erdo.
No. Over there right, is Dave. Fizzpopper. Isaac. Whatever
yeah.
it was.
So I have to get a new nickname. Dave, Joseph J., Trisha, Eric, and Kathleen.
And they call me Gillette because I'm the best a man can get.
Yeah, that's a matter of opinion. However, we do have a survey, and out of 10, he came in a 3 average. That's what the survey
what?
Said.
No.
No.
And someone
hey, that
says my name's
like
Pat.
Song. No.
So we'll also announce Pat.
No.
Hey, Pat.
No. Yeah, this, nah, or
no,
whatever.
No.
Okay, so basically,
yeah.
You're Joseph J.
No. Basis.
Oh,
that
no,
was
no.
Austin
oh, yeah.
Basis.
Who was the song? Who sang that song we just did?
Oh, yeah, that was Woody Guthrie.
Oh, Woody.
Woody
okay.
Guthrie singing, "This land is your land, and this land is my land."
From
California to the New York Islands.
Land. Okay.
Oh, we did that one already.
Yeah, we did that one in a different voice. And we have a new producer, Kathleen, in the producer seat.
Okay,
ooh,
so.
She is at control.
You got your finger on the dump
She's
button, right?
She's in control.
Oh, see. Oh, they want to see Kathleen again. Come on,
okay.
Kathleen. Oh, yeah, there we go.
And.
Oh, they like it. They like it. They like it.
Bum, bum, bum,
they said
bum,
more,
they
more,
like
more.
It. More? Okay.
Now they're saying less. I think they're referring to clothes or something.
Oh, my God.
Oh. She's like, I can't hear you. Okay.
Oh.
She's
not
wearing her
Lucky.
Headset.
That's
she has
good.
To lip read.
Oh.
Ah.
Okay.
Ooh.
That's okay.
Oh.
Hey, you sound great.
You did well.
Yeah, you're doing really well.
Yeah, you sound really good.
She has a good voice.
Very nice yes. voice, really.
Well, to
yes.
go with the beauty.
Yes. And
the brains.
Let
me ask our Periscope viewers, do I have a nice voice too?
Oh, come on. Where's one of your characters?
Do I have a very nice voice?
Yes.
From Australia, before the show, I made a broadcast on the Periscope.
You said 3 words that were in the Deadly 7.
No, I have not, because
yeah,
they should have dumped me and right to no cadavers.
Yeah, I
how
agree.
Much we can make a Periscope on here, we go, and we make it, I talk to women like this, try to pick them up by using pickup lines like this.
And does it work?
I don't know, because I don't know if they are attracted to this voice. I should wear this shirt here, this shirt with American flag and talk like
but
this.
But just
say, I am here for American tourism.
But at the end, don't say, and how much?
Yes, I say how much.
You can't say that.
Why not?
I'll tell you why. In America, if you say how much...
I'm referring to the act of buying someone. Yes.
Well, not trade, because it is a trade, I guess. But you
how
can't,
much?
No, you can't say how much.
I am from Kazakhstan. How much?
I know.
Very nice.
Well,
very nice.
Okay.
I am talking to one of our Periscope viewers.
But if you want to get married, I don't think you will say how much. Well, maybe you will.
Kitty.
Actually, let me take that back. I think there is a price to pay.
Yeah.
So, okay. So, there you go. I'll be your coach.
Yeah, okay.
What? You're
what?
Confused now. All right. What?
I can't do Ally G. I'm sorry. We have this woman that comes in studio and calls in sometimes, Doris Markovic. So I could do her. I am currently... Why does she like suddenly have the other guy's voice? I've got to get it out of my head.
Yeah. In this episode,
thank you
right?
I can't do it.
No, you can't. This is a case for a psychologist.
Yeah.
Where you have certain inabilities that can...
Arnold. I'll
Arnold.
Be back.
What about Arnold and that maid? What happened there?
I don't know. But last night,
you never heard of that?
He's a little man.
Me?
No, Arnold Schwarzenegger is short.
Why are you?
What is that?
He has short man syndrome. He was trying to prove his manhood.
Yeah.
I'm short, and I.
Joseph's
short, and he never proves his manhood. I mean, come on.
Hey, I lost my number. Can I have yours?
You didn't hear what I said, did you?
Yeah, I did.
What did I say?
Prove my manhood.
You did?
I heard that.
When?
You just said it.
I know, but when did you prove it? I'm saying.
I didn't prove it.
Oh, that's what I said. Okay.
I'm sorry.
All right.
Okay, we digress.
All right, poor Catherine. Now we're going to have...
Kathleen is back there
going, Victor.
No, he's not on yet.
No, but he will be.
He will be on in the next segment. We've got a couple other reviews.
I want to talk about The Shallows.
Yes, we're talking about some of these movies.
Okay.
But by the way, you got to follow us on Periscope for all this fun stuff.
How do you do it? How do you follow us?
Go to Breakthrough. Do a search on Periscope for Breakthrough Entertainment, or follow us on Twitter. Go to BreakRadioShow.com. Click on the T for Twitter, or Little Birdie.
And then what?
And can I freestyle rap? No, I cannot freestyle rap. I don't know how, unfortunately.
What is a freestyle rap?
I don't know. It's like when you...
It's where you just go, like somebody starts a beat and you have to freestyle it out and figure out what you're going to say.
No, that's beatbox.
Oh. Yeah,
and that wasn't even very good.
It wasn't?
No.
Oh. I can dab, though. Watch this.
What is dab?
I just did it. You missed it.
How many times did you dab someone?
Yeah. Okay. No. But they said Rosie says where you dab without thinking. That's what freestyle rapping is. So, and my brain would be good for freestyle, probably, if I could like control it. But as Trisha said earlier in the show, I apparently have ADD.
Yes, you
because we're supposed
do,
to be
because up is like squirm.
I know.
That's what you do. That's exactly what you do when you're on this show, because you're constantly looking at Periscope. You don't look at us when we're talking to you. You're looking at Periscope.
Nice
critique.
He's
looking at himself, and he's like,
Here's looking at you, babe.
That is nice. All right. So, someone says, are you on medication?
Yeah. He needs
he
to be.
He should be.
He needs
if I
to
was,
be.
Then I wouldn't be doing this. So, and this is entertaining. So, all right. What? You should have seen her face.
Yeah, Tourette's.
They said too much coffee. No, actually, I didn't have any coffee. This is just me. You should see me like with alcohol.
What would that look
like? Okay.
We're going to Periscope that one day. All right. So, yes.
All right, because basically Joseph is a conundrum. That's all.
Yeah, and there was
what's a conundrum?
There was this Texan guy on Periscope last night. He was really having a fit. So you gotta check out this Periscope stuff. So let's get to some other movie reviews. And by the way, our Periscope viewers, if you've seen any movies, you can share with us your views.
A conundrum is a confusing and difficult problem or question.
I confuse you.
Why are you umming?
I don't know. I see you now on Periscope.
Are you from
one with a pun?
Turn your audio off.
Answer.
Hey, what?
That's
happened?
You. Now it says that Breakthrough Sports joined. What about the Secret Life of Pets? We are going to be reviewing the Secret Life of Pets next week. Turn the audio down.
Oh, where's
it coming
from?
Oh, my gosh.
From your computer.
Oh.
Yes. Jeez. So we will talk about the Secret Life of Pets next week. I'm actually attending a screening in a couple days.
Is it a good one?
I don't know. I haven't seen it yet.
What's your anticipation?
I think it's going to be good.
Whoa, this again? How come it won't turn off?
That's what she said.
Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's my point.
Yeah, yeah. And okay, so you'll have to let us know. You'll have to be here next week to tell us what you thought of The Secret Life of Pets, because someone's already seen it on Periscope.
But how did they see it?
They're in probably a different country. Maybe it's already been released, or maybe they saw an advanced screening. It says that you've joined again, Dave, so it might start playing again.
No, I put an earplug in.
Okay, good.
This is what you look like.
What
Joseph?
Do I look like?
Well, he's watching himself.
That's turn sexy. That to this.
He's watching.
No, but turn it. See what happens. Look. Oh, it's me now. Wait, let's see. It's an 8-second delay. I got my iPad up there to watch. It's just me now.
That just got me nice and dizzy.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Very dizzy. Usually have that effect on people.
Nice.
Nice and dizzy.
Is your body from McDonald's?
Yeah, probably.
Because I'm loving it.
Oh, my God. Why does he say things like that to me?
I thought he was going to say it would look like a Big Mac.
Oh, yes. That's what I thought he was going to say. Well, I guess that's better than the
Big
Mac.
In a good way.
Yeah.
No, I know it's a good way.
Okay.
Right. Yes.
Wow. I could see you and see you. I am watching
you. Well, you're going to take plenty of screenshots.
I'm just going to take the time. How many shots of you
take
were
plenty
on.
Of screenshots of this. Nice, right?
You got 98% of the shots.
I'm sexy.
I wouldn't go that far.
What? Okay.
Hey, well, there's a lot of hearts. What are these hearts?
The hearts mean that they agree that I'm sexy.
How come I don't see? Oh, it says say something.
Yeah, then you can type, but don't.
I don't type because I'm here in the studio. Is that the reason? I think that's
all
it.
Right. Let's go through some of these movies that we've got.
Rain it back in, okay. Gentlemen.
You remember, show me some more.
Do you remember
hearts.
When
hearts,
I show, hearts,
show me hearts?
Hearts if I'm sexy.
Okay.
No hearts.
Nothing, no
how
hearts.
About
no
hearts?
Oh, there's one heart.
One heart.
There's
three. Hearts if I'm
okay.
sexy.
And who's green?
Green okay. hearts. Like fried green tomatoes.
Where's my blue hearts? I want my blue hearts. All right. So remember when I used to be like the conductor of this, and I used to like you know,
used to rein us in a little
yeah,
bit.
And now
yeah,
it's
but
kind
now,
of a little bit
well,
out of
no,
that.
No, that's
work.
But the reason no, he forgets now because he's so obsessed with watching himself on
yeah.
Periscope.
I'm still obsessed with why
and,
I haven't
and,
gotten any blue hearts.
And he's got this.
I got
little,
green hearts, and I appreciate
the little,
green hearts.
He's got the little Beso de Angel, and he keeps stroking it. I don't know what's up
what?
With that. Yeah, that little dimple in the chin.
I didn't see that
chin.
On the film.
Yeah, right there. He's
and
doing
I did
it
in
slow
motion.
Right there. He's doing it right
oh,
there.
Oh, that. Okay. How come I don't see anyone talking?
Can I have my blue hearts, please?
Why are there no comments on my screen?
Give me my blue hearts.
There
you,
they are.
You, Joseph. You. Why? Oh, there they are.
Yeah, it's like glitching
green
or something.
Green is all
so
you
hopefully
need. Oh, my God.
Yeah, and vote out Shep.
Al Shep.
Al Shep, I...
Oh, Curly Joe and Allie Moe.
Yeah, Allie Moe. Okay.
Or whatever their name.
Where are my blue hearts? I want blue hearts now.
Okay,
so,
enough
I'm
of
going
the
Twitter. To review. Let's review a couple of movies that opened up last weekend, including, let's talk a little bit about The Shallows.
Yes.
I was excited about this movie. This is one of my most highly anticipated movie of the summer. Blake Lively plays a surfer who, a mere 200 yards from shore, is attacked by a great white shark, with her short journey to safety becoming the ultimate contest of wills. I was looking forward to this movie. It reminds me of... Thanks for commenting, Dave, on Periscope. This movie reminds me of the movie that I...
The Deep or Jaws or...
But actually, Frozen, yeah. the movie that's...
The horror film that you named your duck after.
Yes.
Okay, but I never saw
the horror
that
movie
one.
That I named
Stop
Frozen
it,
after.
Gentlemen. This is a radio show. We
Dave
need to
is
entertain
writing,
our
Dave,
radio...
Typing to him.
Yeah, I know, but that it's like
well,
sitting down and,
yeah.
and watching people text without subtitles.
He's writing
come on
sexy
now.
Less and you are lovely, so... It's distracting me right now, and I still don't have any blue hearts. I was looking
red.
Forward to this. I was looking forward to and they're saying Sharknado. So, you know,
oh, yeah,
no. All these. Yeah.
Sharknado
no,
was really
it says
good, though.
Tornado. Yeah. You're not reading it right.
I know, but I'm correcting
no,
it.
You
I'm editing.
Maybe
I'm editing.
They wanted Tornado instead of NATO.
I was looking forward to The Shallows, and.
I was excited for this film.
Did you
too.
See it?
No.
Okay. And so Rosie has seen it. Rosie, what did you think of The Shallows? I thought The Shallows was good, but not as great as I was hoping it would be.
See, that's the thing. When you get so much good hype, and I like
yes.
Blake Lively, actually, and I know a lot of people don't, but I do. I liked her.
Okay. Yeah, I like Blake Lively, and I'm going to like block you in a second, Dave. Blake Lively is excellent in the film. She does a great job. And Rosie says it's kind of scary, nerdy, blank face. I don't know how to decipher emojis. But that's
well, it's
their
the
review.
One that just has the level.
Yeah.
So that means it's
so maybe kind of what I'm
there.
Saying right now.
It's kind of what's called equivocal.
Okay.
It's like
I liked it. It's yeah. fun to watch, but it's one of those movies where it's just so far out there, and there's no way that she could survive all this.
And it could have been done much better.
It could have been done a little bit better. I
or
think
maybe
that it's,
done
I'm giving
in
it three
minutes.
Stars, and she says, "Yeah, that's the word." I'm giving it three stars. Better than Snakes on a Plane. Yeah, I think it's better than Snakes on a Plane. Snakes
really?
On a Plane is just sort of like, I mean, I like that, but it's a little bit just too far out there. This, it is scary. It will make you scared to go in the water, you know, all that kind of stuff.
But you know, I actually experienced a snake on a plane. When I was going to Hawaii, I thought my girlfriend that I was traveling with was touching my arm. And I looked over and I saw the tail of the snake going down. And there, somebody
you saw a
had,
snake on the plane?
Yeah, somebody had brought their pet snake. They were going to take it to Hawaii, and which is illegal. So they had it in their carry-on bag. And it crawled out, and it crawled down my arm. So it was
oh.
like, It was like, whoop, and I saw its tail disappear. And we actually had to evacuate those three rows.
Oh, my God.
And
gosh.
Then they came with a plastic bag, and they caught the snake, and they disposed of it over the Pacific Ocean because it's illegal to take snakes to Hawaii,
people.
They
threw the snake in the ocean?
That's why they have mongoose.
But the mongoose are nocturnal. And the snake, or the, yeah, they're opposite timing of the snakes, so they couldn't eat the snakes.
They said, did you feel like Britney Spears with that snake on you?
Woo! Oh, actually, this was before Britney's time, but yes.
Okay.
Yes. I actually really like that concert that she did, that video, I mean.
And they're also asking, were the special effects, did they look good? The sharks look real? Yes, they did look real. The special effects were excellent.
And how they filmed from under the water with
her
legs hanging in the... Yes, the
underwater scenes were excellent.
Off of the surfboard.
It's very... it's gross. Some scenes are really gross.
So some of it's realistic.
Yeah, and Steven Seagal does a great job in the film as well. Mm-hmm. Steven Seagal.
Seagal or Seagal?
No, Steven Seagal. Seagal.
The
bird.
The older actor.
Oh.
And seriously, that's his name in the movie. But I am giving it 3 stars. I would recommend it. I almost wanted to give it 4 stars.
Really?
Yeah. You know, it might be one of those movies where I might watch it again and I might, you know, consider it differently. Yeah.
Wow.
So I did like it. You know, it's just, I think in my position where I was, same thing for The Purge. I think the three movies I was looking forward to the most this summer were Finding Dory, The Purge, and The Shallows. And all three I was slightly disappointed with. You know, I loved them, but slightly disappointed. So let's also talk about Independence Day Resurgence. We won't get to Star Trek yet, Dave.
That's in a couple weeks.
That's a few weeks. Better
let's
than
do
Deep
that
Blue
one.
Sea.
I love
yes,
those.
Yes, definitely better than Deep Blue Sea.
Yeah.
Independence Day Resurgence also opened up last weekend. Using recovered alien technology, the nations of Earth collaborate on an immense defense program to protect the planet, but nothing can prepare us for the aliens' advanced and unprecedented force. Only the ingenuity of a few brave men and women can bring our world back from the brink of extinction. Stars include Jeff Goldblum, Bill Pullman, and Liam Hemsworth, and someone saying, where's Will Smith? He's not in this. He's in the original one, of course, and I did not care for the original Independence Day. I'm one of the minority that did not care for that.
I didn't like it either.
You didn't like it either?
Really?
Okay.
No.
No?
Okay. I just thought it was boring. And here you have more of the same, but now we're like up in space and... It is just nonstop action sequence after action sequence. I didn't know what was going on. And and now Eric's logging in too. And yeah,
I'm not doing it. She is.
Oh, you are.
Okay. I'm so better than Wild Wild West. I liked Wild Wild West a lot,
you
actually.
Did?
Yeah,
my God, really? That was awful.
That was horrible.
I know all the words. I know all the
did?
Words. Yeah, I sing
that
at karaoke. Wicked, wicked, why?
Oh, that's...
Like the Wild Wild
Wild
West.
West was
Jim
a...
Rest, West, Desperado, Rough Rider, don't you know what? Oh, I see now.
My sister used to
again.
Date the original James West.
Oh, really?
Woo!
Oh, Robert
Conrad.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
For how long?
I like him.
I don't know, about a year.
Did she like him?
Wow.
Well, she loved that show when we were growing up. She loved that show.
So did
she
I.
Liked him. Yeah. So, they
yeah, he's
met
very attractive.
At some point and started dating.
Oh.
Wow, that is so cool.
But she dated with for a whole year. So.
What was the other guy? Artemis?
She was,
someone?
I think she was
Gordon.
18 at the time, and he was 40.
How old was
yeah,
he?
Yeah, but he was still probably sexy.
He still looked good, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I'm sorry, but yeah, when you have somebody
why
like that.
Why are you apologizing
that,
to me?
Well, no, I'm not. I'm looking at him, but I'm just like,
him?
You know what? No. What I'm
you,
saying
kid.
Is that when you have somebody that you've seen first on the screen or in a different capacity, that carries over into your personal relationship somewhat.
His daughter was as old as my sister at the time.
Is that right? Oh.
And someone's
wow.
saying that I have lost all street cred because of my liking
yeah,
Wild
exactly.
Wild West. But you know what? All these comments on Periscope are distracting me. But yes, I did not care for
Independence
Day,
Day
Resurgence. I didn't care for the first one. So, you know, I'm giving it 2 stars. There are some neat scenes of explosions and stuff, but again, it's the same sort of explosions that are in the first movie. Basically, you know, things crumbling and stuff like that. I won't give it away in case you want to see it. So finally, let's talk briefly.
Well, then maybe I'm glad I didn't go see that because that was one of the ones we had to choose from, too.
Yeah.
Dave and Kathleen are having fun on the Periscope.
I'm helping you out. I said, give Kathleen, give Eric a kiss. And here they go, ladies and gentlemen. They're getting closer and closer. No, it didn't work.
Oh, well, okay.
Well, let's suggestion.
Let's talk briefly about marauders, and then we're going to bring on our next guest. When a bank is hit by a brutal heist, all evidence... I didn't fall asleep during that one, by the way. All evidence points to the owner, Bruce Willis, and his high-powered clients. But as a group of FBI agents, played by Christopher Maloney, Dave Bautista, and Adrian Greener... dig deeper into the case, and the deadly heist continue, it becomes clear that a larger conspiracy is at play. So you got some really great actors in this movie.
Yeah.
Bruce Willis, Christopher Maloney, Dave Bautista.
I love them.
Yeah? I didn't know what was going on in this movie.
Really?
Yeah, I had no idea. Again, this is kind of similar to
Independence
Day.
Because I'm sitting here, I'm seeing my favorite CSI, Maloney, and Bruce Willis, and I'm just like, I really wanted this to be a good movie.
The only reason to see this is if you want to see the bank heists. And those are pretty cool, especially the first one. You know, they're thrilling. But in terms of the plot and everything, it is so convoluted. I just didn't know. It's both convoluted and too far out there. So I'm giving that one 2 stars as well. So to recap all of our movies from this weekend, Marauders gets 2 stars. The BFG gets 2 stars. Independence Day Resurgence, 2 stars. The Shallows, 3 stars. And The Purge Election Year, 3 stars. Did you read that comment, Dave?
Yeah, I don't know.
So someone's going to be back soon.
It was kind of a lackluster weekend for you. However...
Yes.
Are you going to see The Witness like we want to see The Witness?
Of course.
I've
got to see The Witness.
Sure.
The Witness.
For sure.
It does sound good.
Yeah, if you want to see us, come see us tonight because we're going to go see it.
Excellent.
We're going to see it tonight?
Aren't we? That's what you said.
Oh, and you believed me?
I did.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen. And join us, all of us, at Shea 14.
Yes.
Is that where it's going to be?
Yes, it is at Shea 14.
Exclusively there.
Exclusively. Yeah, in Arizona, but in other places, other theaters. But we've got something really exciting coming up next.
Yes.
What?
We've got fireworks. Woo-hoo! After the break.
Fireworks?
Fireworks for
Only
Breakthrough
in
Entertainment's
your dreams.
4th of July special.
No. You know what? Some of us are, yeah. Some of us. That's what happened in San Diego a couple years ago. That was quite the whiz popper.
So let's hear a little bit from Lee Greenwood with a song that I used to sing when I went to school.
I love this.
God bless the USA.
Mm-hmm.
And after the break, we are going to be speaking with Kenan Victor, pyro planning specialist and pyrotechnician.
How do you spell typer? How do you spell typer?
And you can't take that
T-Y-P-E-R.
Oh, I did it right. All right, and that is Joseph. You didn't hear from me very much that last segment because I was typing away on, what's it called? Periscope. Oh, this is a good song.
Forget the men. Okay. We will not forget the men who died, who gave their right to
ever.
Me.
What?
We love America.
Oh, we do? Yes, we do, ladies and gentlemen. God, where was I in the United States of America? No, America, the best country in America. No, in the world, no doubt about it. And this is Joseph trying to sing, which he will never... Wow, he's doing like ballet now, but that's Joseph.
It's called Scary contemporary up. Dance.
All right, this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be right back.
From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee... Across the-